This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Friday, August 2nd, 2019. This is Garrett Bampos reporting for CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. Now that the Red Sox season is underway and Boston is on a quest for another World Series crown, are you dying to feel a part of the action and don't know where to start? Well, there's only one place to get a share in the wins with the Sox. Just grab the odds and allow the experts at betonline.ag to do the heavy lifting for you. Sports, live betting, virtual casino, you name it. Betonline.ag is CLNS Media's preferred online sportsbook. If you're feeling lucky and you'd like to support our podcast, go to clnsmedia.com/soxnews and use our promo code CLNS50 for that 50% sign-up bonus. That's CLNS50 at betonline.ag. Go online and use your mobile phone to sign up today and try in-game live betting where you can participate with all the action on every play. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Let's all just release one collective sigh on the count of three. One, two, three. Last night, Fenway Park looked as though the helium in a balloon had seeped out, deflated and dreary. Just 24 hours after the dormant trade deadline, the Rays finished their three-game sweep at the Red Sox with a 9-4 beatdown. It was tough to watch. Andrew Kashner wasn't the same man who stepped onto the mound against the Yankees. In that game, he seized control. This time around, Tampa Bay didn't let him off so easily. Xander Bogaerts gave a quick response to a weak first run with a two-run shot of his own to steal the lead. But Kashner gave it right back. His sloppy control got the best of him as a walk and a wild pitch with the bases loaded gifted the Rays two runs. But the high-powered offense will bail him out, right? Wrong. They went 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position. Though the X-Man did go deep a second time and had a 4-for-4 day overall. Kashner settled down until the 6th when his lack of command returned. It looked as though he would escape trouble on a bang-bang double play, but Willie Adames beat out the throw, which would prove to be the nail in the coffin. Cue the bullpen. Rookie Darwin's and Hernandez entered the high-leverage situation with high hopes. They were dashed as the deficit jumped to 4. Though he's been a bright spot in the rotation since being called up from Pawtucket, he's no shutdown arm. Mookie Betts snuck a dinger around the pesky pole not long after, but the momentum stalled again as Colton Brewer let up a home run himself the very next inning. It's like after Dave Dombrowski gave up interest, so did the rest of the guys on the field. The heart and soul of last year is long gone. Alex Cora has called a private team meeting once they get to New York, and man oh man, I hope he rips them a new one. The attitude is absolute trash. The funny part is that he's also responsible for this mess, though. Losing 8 out of 9 at home to a team that has a quarter of your payroll is absurd. Will they turn around in time? Who knows? Eduardo Rodriguez will have the first chance as he battles with James Paxton at Yankee Stadium tonight. The lefty is 8-1 with a 3.03 ERA in his past 11 starts. However, his stats do get worse when entering the terrain of the Bronx Bombers. Thankfully, James Paxton isn't doing so hot as of late either. Tomorrow features a double header, however, it has yet to be determined who will make the start. David Price returns Sunday night for the rubber match. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10. Please be sure to also follow CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. Don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and Stitcher as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Garrett Bampos for the Boston Red Sox newsfeed.